Good morning, everyone, and welcome to day 12. Wow, we're just cruising right along. Today we go, our statements go back to number one. So this time around, really begin to pay attention to what's going on in your world. And as Gail walks us through our meditation, really look at those things that may be blocking you, that may be keeping you from really revealing the true nature of your abundance and seeing the reality of the truth of your intentionality set on the very first day. Good morning, Gail and Gregory.
Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning.
Oh, good morning. So I'll just hand this over to Gail to lead us in our wonderful meditation this morning.
Okay, thank you very much. All right. So, you know, it's interesting coming back around and starting at the first statement again. It reminds me of the fact that we're like the onion skin, peeling the layers, layer upon layer. And every time we get to another layer, it's new. It has so much more to offer us. And also, something I was just sharing with Gregory this morning is it seems that there is this flow as everything is speeding up, and we've had a lot of conversations about how focus is enabling us to move things more quickly and move ourselves more quickly. And it's a different feeling, as if, you know, we can just integrate so much more completely and quickly and then go to the next and integrate and go to the next. But the integration is enabling us to synthesize all that we've taken in. So indeed, the next experience, even though it may have similarities to what we did before, but that experience is really unique and has something very special for us. So here we are back at the first statement, and here are some of my thoughts for today. Abundance is the operating principle of the universe. The more you look around, the more you see. In fact, it's amazing how much more becomes visible through your focus. Awareness begets more awareness. There's a saying, what you see is what you get, and focus and awareness are the drivers. Perhaps at the core is Spirit saying to us, see more, take more, share more, create more in your journey as co-creator. It's not selfishness, it's connecting with the infinite prosperity and bringing it into your reality. This is what Spirit is calling you to. Why would you have the deep desire for greater abundance and prosperity if it weren't available to you? This invites you in for a more intimate connection with Divine Source. Sounds so yummy. As you connect, you become that all-providing source of infinite abundance. Your heart companion and iConnect are your buddies, your tools that support you to engage more deeply by supplying an energetic field that literally takes you off autopilot and transports you to the heart and soul-centered reality. As your focus is aligned, the training wheels can come off so you can ride to places that you've been imagining. So on that note, get into your relaxed position, hands and legs uncrossed, eyes opened or closed, and hold your heart companion or your iConnect in your hands, and let your body become relaxed and lighter, more and more relaxed. And as that relaxation takes place, a greater sense of lightness, allowing any tension to just drift away. As space in your body is opening. Just focus on receiving and breathe with that. Through your breath, you receive more and more, and this can be receiving inspiration, clarity, healing, receiving real tangible stuff, whatever you want. Just create that receptive posture that opens your heart and breathe. As you breathe, imagine opening more space within to receive. Can you allow yourself to receive? Go for it. Take the heart companion and place it at the heart center, allowing these energies to integrate. Do that. Just be grateful and bathe yourself with compassion for all. Gratitude for all that is. Feel so good and clear so much energy. All that gratitude to express itself. Notice how all is coming from true center. All the flow. And enjoy, take a deep cleansing breath, and on the out-breath as you release the air, allow the sound VAM to resonate through you. Body to absorb the blessings and send them out to others in the universe. You are immersed in gratitude. Now let's make the sound again three more times in closing. Bring the energy down into your feet, allowing the flow to establish roots into Mother Earth, and bless all beings, all life. Hey.
All right. Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you so much for that. I love that groundedness that we get every morning, and for those of you that are listening to it in other countries, probably in the evening. And for those of you that are listening to it in the evening, anyway, it's all grounding. So today we go back to statement number one. Now, why do we do this? What's the point? Now, there's many people who would ask that question. What's the point of going back? The 21 days is the minimum amount of time it takes to create a new habit. This particular statements have been adapted from a book called The Abundance Book by John Randolph Price. And if you want to get the book, I would suggest that you do, because it's a powerful read. And I've changed the statements to make more sense for our class and for the classes that I teach, but it's very, very powerful. In the original classes, we went 40 days, because it takes a minimum of 40 days to start to begin to change the subconscious mind. So the conscious mind is 21 days, the subconscious mind is 40, and onward and onward and onward. And so this is the reason why people take the class more than once, Because every time they take it, there's something new happening, and there's an evolution of evolvement that's happening with themselves and also us as teachers. So as we go back to number one, I gave everybody, Gail sent out a note yesterday with the prosperity checklist. At the end of the call, if you have any questions about it or you have any experiences with it, what was your experience with it? And it wasn't designed to be anything but something to kind of gauge where you're at with this whole idea of prosperity and abundance. Because the truth is that it is always there. There is no, it's like the sun. The sun is always shining. It never quits shining. Even on our darkest, cloudiest day, if we were to get into a plane and go up 30, 35, 40,000 feet, as many of you probably have experienced, the sun's still shining. Sometimes it is us that moves, and we cry out to Source, where are you? And I could just imagine this infinite, powerful, pure energy saying, I didn't move. You moved. And so as we go back through this second time, really pay attention to the words. Don't just say them. Don't just read them. Remember, you're supposed to be writing them down. You're supposed to be in your journal. You're supposed to be seeing what comes up, integrating it by taking a walk. When I went through this many years ago, some of this stuff didn't make sense to me. So I literally took a dictionary and I sat down and looked up the words to make sure that I was getting the right meaning for this particular statement or any of the statements for that matter. And I would encourage you to do so. As we go through the second time, we will dissect some of the words a little bit more. Because words mean a lot of things. And let me tell you one of them that we should be thinking about. And this came up yesterday and I didn't have time to bring it up. There's a beautiful story out there that we all know in the world of spirituality. And that story is about a butterfly. It's a story about a caterpillar. A caterpillar who in its lifespan crawls across the floor of the forest, eating 5-10 times its weight, then climbing up into a tree on a limb, spinning itself silly into a chrysalis. Did I say that right? And then dying to itself. Literally the enzymes in that cocoon eat the actual caterpillar in order for it to be. Now here's where the story, I want to change the story a little bit. In the world of spirituality, we say we transform. It transforms into this beautiful monarch butterfly. And that's not the truth. That is the problem sometimes, maybe, with spirituality, is that sometimes we're just wanting to transform. And transform is not what the caterpillar is doing. It's transmuting by the renewing of its commitment to itself, dying to itself, dying to its desires, dying to its whatever ego, if it has one, so that it can be manifested, so it can be revealed in the true nature of what it is and transmuted into this beautiful monarch butterfly. And what's the difference? Here's the difference. When you transmute, you cannot go back. The caterpillar will never, the butterfly will never be a caterpillar again. The caterpillar is, it's gone. There's no going back. When you transform, there is a bridge left for this backwards and forwards action that seems to keep us as human beings trapped. And so I want to encourage you to transmute yourself by the renewing of your mind, by the recommitment of your intentionality to this class, into your life, to be so committed that you're willing to die to those impulses and those overwhelming feelings of desperation, fear, doubt, and disbelief, and be transmuted every single morning by the renewing of your mind into this space of abundance and prosperity. And that's what the statement is saying today. Spirit is lavish, unfailing abundance, the rich, omnipresent substance of the universe and essence of the universe, this all-providing source of infinite, it does not stop prosperity is. And here are the two things that you got to understand. And it's so beautiful because I could just see Source looking down and touching each one of your faces right now and saying it's individualized as you, as me, the reality of me, the reality of you. All this infinite prosperity, like the sun doesn't ever quit shining, neither does prosperity and abundance. It's there for us. And when we can, and it's lavish over the top. Now, I don't know if you believe in parallel universes, but I do. And I used to, and when I first really got to understand that one day, I said, well, if there's a rich Dan and a poor Dan living simultaneously at the same time, I think I want to be on the other side. And so I took a physical jump sideways, like I was jumping into the next reality. And you know what? Crazy stuff happened. It worked. Because in my mind, I made that shift. But see, back then, I was transforming back and forth and back and forth. We want to transmute. And all of this beauty and all of this wonder is individualized as you, the reality of you. Wow, when I think about that, how beautiful is that? How beautiful is it that everything I could possibly desire is at the fingertips of my awareness? And really the only thing that keeps anyone from seeing the truth is their willingness to do the work. We're here on a journey. If we could all sit back and get all the fruits of the Spirit, I think we would. But that's not the way we're designed. And our souls are seeking for that break between our humanness and the fruits of the Spirit, the Spirit's or the law of the heart. Individualized as me, the reality of me. All the other things that aren't love are an illusion of something that you made up, a story of an event. You know, I think about what happened to the Hoags last year in the flood that ravished that part of the country. It was an event. Events fail. People don't fail. The Hoags didn't fail because they had this event happen in their life. The event was catastrophic. But it didn't mean that they failed. As a matter of fact, they've come back stronger than where they were at because they finally got that they were spared. Individualized for them the reality of them. That wasn't the case for everybody, but it was for them. And it doesn't make one person or another person right or wrong, just what is. So I want to encourage you as we go through these statements for the next 10 days that you really embrace them, that you really, for you, figure out what it means for you. And like the caterpillar who dies to itself, I'm going to ask you to die to those impulses of ego mind and connect to your heart. You want to know what the right decision to make is? Ask your heart. What would your heart do? What would your heart do? The reality of you. All right, Gregory.
Wow. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Love that. It's like sometimes I get so lifted up, caught into this space that you're creating, Daniel, and then you say, now it's your turn. I go, ah. It's like jumping off, okay, the cliff. This morning, I want to say we are transmuting. We are transmuting into Source, individualized as me. And I was reading something this morning, an old Chinese adage that said, things that happen at the same time are never unrelated. And another way to look at that is that years ago, there was the limit of the 4-minute mile, and it was impossible to run faster than 4 minutes, to go under 4 minutes in a mile. And until someone finally did it, and after that, it's like one after another all around the world, runners were breaking the 4-minute mile. And that's what I'm speaking to right now. We are transmuting, and we we are doing it together, and what each one of us does and makes effort toward, it opens up so much more for every one of us. And the more we realize how connected we are, it's like when I share stories about myself, the wonderful thing is this is what we're all doing. It's what others are doing on the world and other places in the world, and what we're helping each other understand and opening to right now. And so I wanted to share with you a poem, because not the poem itself is important as much as something that happened with this. About a month ago or so, Daniel, I sent you a poem, and I'm going to read it quickly now.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's kind of nice. I like it. It was, "We look at the world and see many problems. It is all illusion. There is only one problem, unconsciousness, and only one solution, consciousness. Trick is, consciousness doesn't exist. Existence is consciousness." That last little bit, I really felt that needed to be in there, because we sometimes name things, or we think, I know what consciousness is, and then we think we understand it, we own it. But existence itself is consciousness. It's beingness. It's beyond thought. It's beyond understanding. Everything is consciousness, and we are opening up to our part in everything. And so, we're becoming more aware of the individualized part feeling expanded to the bigger part. And something that happened to me a couple weeks after I sent this to Daniel was, I was on stage with a person who was channeling an energy known as Master Dwao Kul. This is a Tibetan being that left his body over 100 years ago, and he was really responsible for bringing metaphysics into the West. There are over 24 volumes that he channeled, he brought in to Alice Bailey, part of the Theosophical Society. So I was on stage sitting next to him. He introduced me as an old friend from Atlantis, because I've worked with this energy in different bodies in this physical dimension. And now feeling that energy outside of this dimension, it was wonderful to be next to him and feeling so close, and yet we're sharing thoughts and feelings, just like, you know, Daniel and Gail and I are now with all of you. And so while I was up there on stage with him and talking and saying things to the students, all of a sudden I realized, I looked at him and I said, a couple of weeks ago, a poem was written, and I wrote that with you, didn't I? And he said, yes, indeed. We wrote that together. You know, it's what people might call channeling, you know, but is it really bringing through something from somewhere else? Or is it simply you feeling a bigger part of you expressing you? And that's what was going on. I was recognizing that this was not written in isolation. This shouldn't have my name. It isn't Gregory's poem. It's our poem. But then it got even bigger, because the next day, Dwao Kul shared with all of us in the class, he said, the world doesn't really know this yet, hasn't totally accepted this, and it would be difficult for a lot of people to understand. But the hierarchy no longer exists. That is, you know, some of us, we like to tune in to Buddha or Krishna or Christ. We like to call upon our archangels, and let's bring in Metatron, and who do you channel? I channel this being, I channel that being. You know, I was up there next to the energy being, Dwao Kul. But it was no longer really truly the case, because what's happened to the hierarchy is they have now formed a unity. They will individualize for the sake of learning, for the sake of connection to people in this dimension that still need to know, oh, where's Mother Mary when I want to call upon her for my comfort? But Mother Mary and Jesus are one. All of these beings are becoming singularity. They really have decided they need to do that because they are pre-paving the way for what is happening to us as human beings on this dimension. You know, we no longer have the ascended masters, the galactic beings, the angelic realms. We have unity. And we will still, as I said, they individualize, but we are becoming part of that connection. And it's happening more quickly than ever because now I realize that feeling is, I am not the one doing this. It is being done through me. And I see this is what's opening for all of us as we allow ourselves to be connected. The Heart Companion has been a phenomenal tool in supporting me in this process. Daniel, one of the first days says, okay, we all teach. Teachers teach what they need to learn. And it's like, I build things I need to experience so they can help me move to the next level. And like that poem I shared one day, drinking a cup of green tea, I stopped the war. Each one of us doing the things we do in our life as consciously as we can do them, as connected as we can do them, it connects all of us because we are connected and we are all rising up. You are never doing this alone. We are doing this together, and then it seems it's individualized as me, but more and more that individualized me has a part to play in the we, in the bigger part of what's going on. And so it's just another expression of becoming everyone. And what we call Gregory doesn't feel like Gregory, less and less. And there was an understanding that humans were going to evolve to the next level of consciousness, and then the higher beings of light, the Buddhas, the Krishnas, had to merge into one, had to become a reflection of how we express ourselves in this world. And so each one of us right now, the love wants to enter your life, lift you to a new level of being. And it feels like you, playing with you and loving you. When I wrote this, I thought I wrote this. It felt like me. That's what's going on. All of this, it feels like you, but it's a divine part of you. It's a part where you feel the love. It's a part, you know, it's that higher part when you see that part look through you and you've are in love with everything you're looking at. You feel how protected, how supported, how much you are moving into that realm of being totally taken care of. Just the way, you know, the lilies in the field are taken care of. And they toil not. None of this is toil anymore. It's simply play at being who you truly are, and that is fun because, you know, what else are you going to do? And so, thank you for sharing.
You
thank
bet. You. Oh, that was awesome. I love that. So there's a comment on the web I want to read from Daryl. I hope you don't mind, Daryl. And it's really in another part of my work, I do what's called heart activations, and I feel really compelled, Daryl, to do a very short version of that, kind of bringing in your mother. He reads, my 95-year-old mother's in the hospital with third-degree burn on her left foot. She now has the Heart Companion, which I encourage her to interact with. Can I share your 10 statements and bring them into her awareness so she can have an added benefit of imprinting these in her heart and spirit? The answer is absolutely yes. Her spirit, by the way, is tremendously abiding anyway, and this journey has been a blessing as she has seen a number of positive developments as a result. Blessings to each one of you for the wonderful work. I do a lot of work shamanically with shamans around the world, and I from time to time something like this moves me beyond measure, Daryl, and I'm so connected to your mother right now. And yes, share whatever you want to share. It's true for all of you. The best way for you to get this on a human level is to immediately share it, to teach it. It will encourage you to really bring this into a higher connection on a cellular level and a DNA level that you couldn't even imagine. So the answer is absolutely yes. But I want to do something. I didn't expect I was going to do this, but I'm being asked to do so, so I'm going to do it. This is called a heart activation, and this heart activation today is going to be on love. Love for your mother, Daryl. Love for anyone out there who is experiencing, for the lady who is in Dallas, who just had back surgery, for all of our brothers and sisters around the world that need just a little love today. And so if you have your Heart Companions or your iConnects, just hold it. I've never done this, by the way, with this way, but this is what I'm being asked to do. And I just want you to take a deep breath and listen to my voice, and we're going to expand our heart energy. That's what this is all about. But the focus today is going to be on love. So just kind of get comfortable in your chair. Take a deep breath. Exhale. And as you're holding your iConnect or Heart Companion on whichever side makes sense to you, I want you to begin to see this incredible, beautiful, light green colored, because green is the color of the heart chakra, just coming out of your heart chakra. Just it's a bubble that's going to engulf just you. It's going to just cover you, and it's a see-through bubble, and it's elastic because we're going to push this out. And what we're doing here is that we're just connecting to the hearts of all those people out there. Daryl, to your mother, your 95-year-old mother, to everyone out there. And I want you to just know that you're in this bubble, this heart energy. And the truth is the heart has more power than the mind does. And when we can expand that and let go of the blocks, let go of the things the walls that we've built to protect ourselves, and allow ourselves to be connected 100% with pure source, people begin to recognize and people's lives change instantly. So I want you to just see that this bubble's coming out of your heart chakra, and it's got, you're in it. You're in this bubble, and you can see through it. And what I want you to do right now is I want you to, in your mind's eye, kind of see yourself. You can do this physically as I'm doing. Just kind of push that bubble just a little bit. And now this bubble, this heart energy, this expansion of love and appreciation and compassion is taking in the whole room that you're in. And now this bubbles, this heart energy, this expansion of heart space is encompassing all that is around you, that is in the space that you're sitting in, lying in, whether it's your office, whether it's your, whatever it is. And know that all is well and all is good, and to love is why we're here. And to connect in community is why we're here. And to love those that need to be loved right now and always. And now what I want you to do is you get comfortable with this energy that's constantly coming from your heart and surrounding your entire room. I want you to push that bubble out just a little bit more. And now it's taking in the entire house you're in. the entire building you're in, the entire tent you're in, whatever it may be that you're in, is totally engulfed. And silently, without any words, send love to every living thing that's in that space. The plants, the animals, maybe it's a loved one in another room. And know that they will get this. And they will recognize this without you saying a single word. Those are the laws that Buddha and Jesus taught. The laws of the heart. Compassion, understanding, forgiveness. But most of all for ourselves. Because we cannot give what we do not have. If the emotional bank account is broken, there's nothing there to give. And so right now, this is about what Gail talked about, receiving. Receiving the reality of you, the individualization of you, so that you can give to others. And as you're sitting there now and you have this entire house, I want you to just kind of see in your mind's eye that you're stretching this beautiful light green bubble see-through. And it's taking in the entire city you're in. And this love is permeating all the things that need love right now. We're bringing in all of the just spaces and crevices of our human brothers and sisters needing this love. And know that all is okay and all is all right. And as you bring down those walls, the walls that seem to have protected you for so many years that no longer serve you, you are transmuting that fear into wonderful, beautiful, heartfelt, compassionate love. And now what I want you to do is spread it just a little bit more and take in the entire country you're in. For those of you all the way in France, in Italy, in Australia, in Canada, the U.S., take in the entire country that you're in. And know that all is well and all is good and you are safe. And as we're doing this, we're keeping in mind all those people. Daryl's beautiful mother who's lived a wonderful life. And will continue to do so. I can feel her love. And then finally, I want you to take just one more push and see the entire world engulfed in the inside of this bubble, and know that we are all connected and that we are all family and we are all community in this class right now. And we're bringing in and just like, oh, I love what Gregory said, I drank a cup of tea and I stopped a war. We came together in love and community and healed our world. This energy, this heart activation is designed to excite your heart energy, your heart presence. And as you go through your day, know that the more you live here in this space that we've created, and the more you know that you are safe and you are loved and all is good, and the more that we do this, the more we drink our green tea, the more the world will continue to change. And as we continue to ascend to higher and higher levels of existence and consciousness, this will be more and more true. So I want you to just kind of bring yourself back into your chair. And if you dare, stay open today. That is the reality of you, the individualization of you. Love, pure love, that is God, that is Source, that is Universe. Take a deep breath, exhale. If you have any questions, please hit star 2. And those of you on the web, feel free to ask your questions. I'll be happy to do that. Star 2. Nobody? Oh, okay. Good morning, Cindy.
Good morning. When I was getting ready for class this morning, I got the question, and it's very ego-minded, and we're not ego-minded at all today, so I feel silly asking it now, but I should have.
It's okay.
What makes geometry sacred? When did they co-create together?
Gregory?
And, you know, I want to back up to just very quickly. I remember this Peanuts cartoon where Linus was holding his blanket and he looked at Lucy and said, why do leaves fall off trees? And she looked at him and said, what a stupid question. What a stupid question. And every panel after that was her throwing up her hands. What a stupid question. Finally, she walks out of the cartoon, and Linus is there holding his blanket, and he says, even stupid questions have answers. And, you know, we diminish ourselves too much with, I mean, that's a great question. I mean, you know, questions are just all the time. We want to learn. We want to grow. And so, please, I just want to ask all of you not to diminish yourself for any of your thoughts or questions. They're always valid. So what makes sacred geometry, or what makes geometry sacred? Well, I inherited that like all of you did too. I don't know quite where it came from. But when we start looking at geometry, we can see that everything in creation, all the plants, the animals, the crystals, follow patterns and rhythms and cycles that are geometric in nature. And even time itself follows patterns and geometries that are sometimes like the sun goes through 11-year cycles. And the Earth is going through many big cycles, some 26,000 years long, some 60,000 years long. And so all of this that we understand about time and space, it follows these patterns of geometry, and we can understand them in mathematical, geometric terms. And the more you delve into it, the more you see, you're delving into source itself. You're understanding the way creation works, and therefore all of what creation has put here is sacred, especially when you see the connections. And so when we use certain patterns and what we've done with the iConnect and the Heart Companion is we put different patterns that are reflective of three-dimensional patterns. And so we're using all of these different circuits inside. I work with certain lengths. I work with certain shapes, toruses that are like the energy of a donut, the way energy flows through our body, flows through the planet, flows through each atom, flows through the galaxy. It all follows that same pattern. And when we make connections to that, oh, my God, I mean, that is sacred. So then when we use that information, that geometry, I think, in a way that connects us, that allows us to see the connection to everything, the more sacred it becomes in our life. And I think that's where that phrase finally came into popular usage.
That answer your question, Cindy?
It sure does. Thank you very much.
You bet. I loved it. Yeah, good stuff. Well, this is from, I says Bend, Oregon. Sandy, this is Dan, are you there?
I am here.
Hi.
Good morning, everyone. I wanted to share with you, Gregory was talking about joining us with Joel Kuhl, Ascended Master Joel Kuhl, a couple of weeks ago, when he was teaching us about sacred geometry. And Master Joel Kuhl sends out a thought for the day that you can subscribe to. And Daniel, based on the work that you just did with us on love I want to share today's thought for the day from Master Jewel Cool. Today, I consecrate my thoughts, words, and actions in the service of love.
Beautiful. Thank you for that. Puts it all in perspective. Thank you.
Anybody else?
Yep, go ahead. Gregory?
I just said, you know, it's always fun, the synchronicities, and to recognize them. And the, you know, what you shared, the thought for the day from Jewel Cool, and realizing that, you know, it's happening. And that's the real joy, I think, of all of us sharing on this workshop. And with these tools, we can recognize that it's happening. And once you get that momentum, it never, never has to leave you. You can keep choosing to see the connections and see the pennies and see the love. And, you know, it's this kind of a day that, you know, will come up in people's thoughts, you know, in the next weeks and years to come. Yes, I'm connected. Yes, there's love. Yes, it's my choice, and this is what I choose. So thank you for sharing
that. Right on.
And Sandy, I want to just add here, it is part of this awakening process that we are allowing ourselves to recognize what's out here. And the more we do that, the more we can, you know, just as we expanded that green bubble, it just keeps growing and growing.
Mm-hmm.
That recognition, so that's really what's happening here for each one of us, is that we're shifting our awareness to take all of this in, not just so that we can share a story, but it's actually shifting us. You know, we're integrating all these experiences and allowing ourselves to work multidimensionally. That's what it really means. We're working on all these different levels, and our consciousness can recognize it. We are integrating it into our lives. And from that space, what we share is magnified. So it's a real statement of your personal work, just finding these little things that are big things.
Good stuff. All right, Elaine, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody. Wow, I am really enjoying all this love. My question today is from yesterday when Juan did the beautiful share about loaning his heart companion to his daughter. The question came up about would the heart companion take on energy, and I believe Gregory said no, it would not, and it's designed to not take on energy. Well, that's intrigued me through the night, and is that because of the toroidal flow, or can you just elaborate and explain that a little bit more?
Okay. I think a lot of it is, Daniel used a metaphor a few days ago about water and about when you dam it up, it becomes stagnant. When you work with a crystal, people have gotten used to that concept that, oh, the crystal has a lattice. It can take information, it can take energy and store it in that lattice. But what we've got going in the Heart Companion and the iConnect is a flow through. It's an energy that, yes, we have about 9 different toruses in there. We have a lot of things that are creating an energy flow. There was a person that sent us an email just this morning, I think, was that in the class about Gail? Now she says, I wanted to share that. She had an injured ankle. And what happened is she put, I think it was the iConnect, in a sock and put it on her ankle, and the pain went away. Pain goes away because pain is often blocked energy. When you start the energy flowing, the pain dissipates. Voila! I mean, often the pains we suffer from, there it is. You know, the pains we have.
I love you, Gregory. Voila!
Yeah. medic, abracadabra. But it's kind of like when, you know, we have a negative thought and then we start feeling good thoughts, it's like the negative thoughts go away and good things start happening in our life. That's the way it works. And these tools are moving so much energy that they don't take on people's stuff. They help dissipate that stuff. They help move it out. And so we've had a lot of people loan their products to others, and it is no problem whatsoever in taking it back into their lives and still being their heart companion.
And also, Elaine, this is part of the model that we're moving into, and that is we don't need to hold any of this stuff. It's about letting go, and now let's get on to the next. Let's integrate, learn, let it go, go on to the next. And so that is the model. You know, that's the way this all of this was given to us to enable that recycling to happen. And that's, you know, what we need for transmutation. Right, Daniel?
Absolutely. Good stuff. Thank you, Elaine.
Thank you.
Thank you, Elaine.
You bet. All right, we got a question on the web, and then I'll go back to the phone here, or a comment. This comes from Jackie. I know my energy field has expanded with the use of these tools, which is awesome. Voila, as Gregory would say. But I can't get it out of my head. But it also feels strange now being in my skin. Like I'm having to learn how to walk again. I'm having to learn how to walk in this world with a new with my new bigger energy. I also see the ego as a smaller part of me that is resisting and not happy about it. That's, you know, I'll let you guys tackle that and I'll say something afterward.
Okay. I want to start out with this because before this call started, I started feeling so much energy pulsating through my body that I went back in the kitchen and I grabbed some Rescue Remedy. And that's the way that I deal with some of these energy shifts because they're huge. They're massive. And that's the time that we're in now. So, yes, it feels strange. And it is about integration. Integrate, and as you do that, then your body will start coming along so that you can actually step into it more, you know. You talk about learning how to walk again. That is stepping into it. It's a great metaphor. And, we are here to walk in this world, to do the things that we're really here to do, and it's not what we've been doing all these past years. It truly is a transmutation of energy. And as that happens, again, you know, if you notice ego or whatever in resistance, you know, yesterday I was really feeling a lot of that too. Just notice it. You know, hey, I think Daniel mentioned about how he pulls his earlobe. There's, you know, a smile, a laugh, whatever. If we don't give it energy, the energy won't go there. Our focus won't go there. And the real task at hand is learning to walk again, you know, and that is something that I believe we're all doing. So it's part of the process.
Mm-hmm.
It is wonderful, isn't it? It's like being a little kid again. It's like everything is magical. Everything is wonderful. And, you know, if we had to learn all the things little kids do all the time in our life again, some of us, as we get older, we go, this is too much work. But there's the fun in it. There's the magic in it. There's the joy in it. So learn to, you know, keep expanding like this little kid that's discovering a whole new world. And ego is part of it. Ego's part of our world. It's like that part of me that started establishing me here in this dimension, that gave me roots in this dimension, that established a personality. Here's the cute little Greggy. Okay, this is what he does. And he gets cookies when he does it. It's like, okay. And then as we start to expand, it's like, give your ego things to do. Who do you think offered the voila? It was the little ego part of me, the part that wants to get on stage and dance, be recognized. And it can be done in a loving way. It can be done with connecting to others. It's like we take our ego along with us. Sometimes we say disparaging things about the ego mind. There is a small part of us that's ego mind. But still, that ego is part of us and deserves compassion and deserves love. It's a personality part, a personality made up of so many parts, you could never figure them all out, and you don't have to. But just know that the ego part of you, include it, hug it, love it, and help it understand that it doesn't have to do all the work anymore. The ego was always trying to figure things out, and it never could, but your higher self can. Your higher self knows how to fall into that space of perfection and watch it happen around them. And so bring the ego in and let the ego be amazed too. It's a wonderful play that has enough love and space for all parts of ourselves.
All right. Well said. I'm going to move on to the last person because we're running out of time. I believe this is Victoria. Good morning. Hello? Hartford, Connecticut?
Hello?
There she is.
It's me, Valerie.
Valerie. I keep calling you Victoria.
Yeah.
How are you doing, Valerie?
I'm good. Yeah, I woke up. Because I work third shift, and I usually wake up to hear the call, but I woke up late. So, I'm wondering, the other day I tried to get on the link to download a show, and I couldn't do it. I was wondering if anybody else had a problem like that.
I think they fixed that, Gail.
You're talking about one of the webcasts, then, off of the from Instant Teleseminar? Is that what you're referring to, Valerie?
Yes.
Which one were you trying to get to? Because there was one day that didn't get recorded.
Oh, yeah, there's one day we didn't have a recording.
Well, I tried the first one.
Oh.
Yeah, I tried the first one, and I couldn't, because I wanted to download them, and I couldn't do it.
Why don't you send an email so we can troubleshoot it for you?
Okay.
We'll see what we can do to make it work for you.
Yeah, because I just woke up. I missed the call today.
It's all right. You're on it now. You didn't miss it.
I did the question, too.
Good. I love
it.
Thank you so much, sweetie. Send us an email. We'll see if we can troubleshoot it for you.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
You bet. All right, folks. We're at the end of our time, and what a wonderful class it's been today. And we want to honor your time as well. Have fun with this. Have fun with this. This is designed to, you know, it's kind of going back to what, you know, the voila thing that Gregory just, you know, the little ego wants to get out and play. Play a little bit. This is not designed to be, you know, spirituality is not something that's supposed to be so heavy. I mean, you want some of that, go to religion. This is about having fun. It's about stepping into that childlike space, that place of compassion and fun and excitement. So go through your day and remember that, and know from the bottom of our hearts, we love you.
We love you.
Have a beautiful, blessed day. Namaste.
Namaste.
The conference is now completed. Goodbye.